Hello, everybody. In the next section, the author is going to address the question, is smoking permitted? Short answer is no, but let's take a little course through history and find out if that was always the answer according to halakhic authorities. So, well before anyone else, or well before the consequences were known of smoking, Chafetz Chaim condemned smoking. And he wrote, is it not said that one is not permitted to harm one himself? Both on the basis of the verse, and you shall take very good care of your bodies. And, he says, because basically the everything we have, everything belongs to Hashem. And Hashem gave everyone strength to according to his needs. And how can Shevem Hashem do to himself what he wants? And if because of his smoking, his strength is weakened, he will surely pay the ultimate price at the time of judgment. For he did this of his own free will, not because he was compelled. So again, because he's not taking care of his body, and how can the Shevem Hashem do what he wants, not take into account that he could hurt himself? But unfortunately, at the time, based on research at the time, Chafetz Chaim's stance was very unusual. There were many people that smoked, both in religious circles and not. But today, studies are astronomical. Smoke is a major cause of bronchitis and cancers, and it kills huge numbers of people. It says at least 350,000 in the U.S. from 12 different types of cancer alone each year. Going further, that smokers lose an average of 13 to 14.5 years of life. Obviously, it's not something we want to have ingested into our body in any way, shape, or form. Smokers are three times as likely to die before the age of 60 as are non-smokers. And the World Health Organization, listen to this, estimates that tobacco caused 100 million deaths in the 20th century. Wow. Okay. Going to go forward. Not going to say every study he gives, but he gives many. He does say that Rav Elazar Menachem Ben Shach had a puncher yeshiva and heavy smoker stopped smoking immediately upon finding out the practice was dangerous. And he banned smoking in yeshiva study halls as early as 1984. And this is followed by many other people, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as well as co-signers on a public proclamation that we should not smoke, Rabbi Elisha, Rabbi Steinman, etc., etc. The idea being that once it was known not to smoke anymore, that was not healthy, immediately the Rabbanim came out against it. He does say that, unfortunately, Rav Feinstein at the time was echoing scientific knowledge of his day and did not assert. He thought that it was actually okay to smoke at that point. Going forward, that Rav Steinman ruled that there are medically approved ways to help people to stop smoking. Anyone who refuses to quit is thus in violation of the Torah, saying, the Ramchal and Derek Hashem, Rav Steinman declares that if smokers generally wish to stop, they would. I'm not going to belabor this point too much. We'll just finish up quickly quoting Rav of Dor Miller. Rav Dor Miller, Say La Alter Slabanka, Rav Nassen Svi Finkel, who responded to Corey to name the primary mitzvah of the Torah, replied, he said, the primary mitzvah is don't be a fool. So Rabbi Miller explained, the first commandment is to use your head. Hashem gave us brains, we should use them. Anyone who picks up a pack of cigarettes and reads the notice on the package and the danger of smoking and disregards it is a shota gomer, an absolute idiot. Of course, this is all in the idea that the author is trying to say that we have a lot to do with the health of our body and the longevity of our life, and that it's Hashem's body and He gave it to us, and we have to take care and everything that's in our control to live a healthy life to serve Hashem. Thank you so much.